We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm good. Are you good?
I am good. I'm getting over a little bout of a virus, and it took a little bit out of me, but I'm getting my appetite back, and today's probably a good day to talk about some food.
You know, when you have a virus, it usually takes a little bit out of you.
It does indeed. Now, you said we had some impossible recipes today.
You know how things come and go. I know people listen to me and they think, well, she gives all those little recipes. I remember that. Mama used to make that. Or I remember that. Things kind of come and go in cycles when you cook. You know, there's casseroles and there's various things. And these I made quite a bit. I really like them. I've got three different kinds. It was an impossible pie, they called it. And you use Bisquick in it, and it, you mix that in, and it goes to the bottom and makes the crust.
Okay.
I made these quite a bit. The cheeseburger pie was one of my favorite ones. And then I remember one time when I used to play bunco all the time, I was taking the refreshments, and I made one of each one of these to taste, and in my infinite wisdom tried to carry all three to the car.
And I'm guessing that didn't work out well.
Back to the front porch, one slid off. Needless to say, the dogs really did like that.
Okay.
It wasn't as bad as my pie crust that the dogs would need.
Okay.
My bunco friends only got two kinds of pies instead of three. You know, you can make a dessert one, too. The French coconut one that you make like this. But I have, the three I have here are the cheeseburger and the taco pie and the lasagna pie.
Okay.
And there used to be on the box a pizza one, but I haven't seen it for a long time, and I haven't been able to find it. I have a book somewhere in my 3,000 books that has all kinds of impossible pie recipes, but these are ones that I made quite a bit. Let's do the cheeseburger one first. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Let's figure out how to make an impossible cheeseburger pie.
Pound of lean ground beef, 1.5 cups onion finely chopped, 1.5 cups milk, 3/4 of a cup Bisquick baking mix. And I don't get any money from Bisquick from saying this, but it's really the only baking the biscuit mix that I know of. 3 eggs, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. You know how I like pepper. I probably put a little bit more. 2 tomatoes sliced and 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. You saute your beef and onions over medium heat until the beef is brown and drain it well. And, you know, now you don't really have to drain it because I usually buy ground chuck or ground round, or one of my friends that kills the beef brings me some beef that you almost have to put some oil in the skillet before you can brown it. You spread that on a greased pie plate. You beat your milk, baking mix, eggs, salt, and pepper until smooth. And you pour that into the plate over the beef. And you bake 25 minutes in a 350-degree oven. And then you top it with your tomato slices and sprinkle cheese on top of that. And you bake it about 8 minutes longer until a knife is inserted in the center and comes out clean. And, you know, it serves about 4. And most kids really like that because it's like a cheeseburger.
And it's very easy from the sound of it.
It is really easy. Well, they are. They're really easy. I guess that's why I like them. You know, I'm an easy cook because everybody knows. I always take the easy route. And, I mean, you know, you stir this up after you get home from work in the afternoon or any time and bake that, you know, and it's really tasty. Really is. That Bisquick mix some way goes to the bottom and makes it like a crust. And then on top, you got the lean ground beef with the onion and the tomato and cheese. You can't beat that.
Sounds like the toughest part of it is browning the ground beef.
It is. That's the only thing there is to it. Some people tell me, and I have done that too, if I had a pretty good sized package of hamburger, I've gone on and browned it all and put some of the filo mill or in bags, and then when you get ready to do something with it, it's already browned, and all you have to do is just dump it out.
And that makes it even easier.
But the next one is the taco pie. Impossible taco pie. And, you know, we've all gotten into the Spanish and Mexican cooking, you know. The taco pie is really good, too.
Okay, how does this
you
one go?
For that?
Yes, ma'am.
You got another pound of ground beef, 1/2 cup of chopped onions, and 4-ounce can of chopped green chili. You drain those because you don't want it to be real juicy. 1 1/4 cup milk, 3/4 cup Bisquick baking mix, 3 eggs, 2 tomato slices, and 1 cup of shredded Monterey Jack or cheddar cheese. You heat your oven to 400 degrees and grease a 10-inch pie plate. And you cook and stir that beef and onion until browned and drained. And, you know, if you wanted to when you're doing one of these, you could do enough for 3, and then you'd have them, and it wouldn't be anything to put it together. You stir in your seasoning, spread in the plate and top with the green chili. You beat the milk, eggs, and baking mix until smooth and pour into the plate and bake 25 minutes. You top again with those tomatoes and cheese, and you bake until the knife inserted in the center comes out clean, 8 to 10 minutes longer. And you cool it about 5 minutes, and then if you want to, in which I did, you serve it with some sour cream, chopped tomatoes, shredded lettuce, shredded cheese, and avocado. You got it. You know, just like you were going to top a taco.
Sure.
And you can put olives on there or whatever you like on a taco. I like black olives on a taco. And you could have those. And, I mean, you know, kids love tacos, so you don't have any problems. It's really a good thing, you know, if you've got teenagers or kids, and something you're going to stir up in a hurry. If you have 3 pounds of ground beef, you can go ahead and brown it all and use the third and one and put the other two in bags and freeze them or put them in the refrigerator, and then you have them for the next time and it already be brown.
We've done cheeseburger and we've done taco. You said we had lasagna?
Now we got lasagna. You know, I'm giving you all kind of choices here. You can have an Italian night, an American night, and a Spanish or a Mexican night.
We're just international lasagna today.
International today. We're here in Webster with an international menu. Can't beat that.
Not at all.
I tell you, that Webster's a swinging town, isn't it?
There you go.
You came to Webster for the WXBC Christmas party, didn't you?
Absolutely. And had a great time.
It was fun, wasn't it? I enjoyed every minute. I enjoyed hearing you guys talk. Let's get this impossible lasagna back by. Here comes the Italian now.
Okay.
Half a cup of cream cottage cheese, a pound of ground beef, a cup of shredded mozzarella cheese, half a teaspoon salt, half a teaspoon dried oregano, or if you have some Italian spices, I buy some mixed Italian spices, and you can use those instead of the oregano. A can of tomato paste, a cup of milk, 2 eggs, and a half a cup of Bisquick baking mix. And you heat the oven to 400 degrees. You spread the cottage cheese in the greased 9-inch pie plate. Now most of the lasagnas use ricotta cheese, but when I started making lasagna, I used cottage cheese all the time. And some of my family really likes the cottage cheese better because they like that texture. But you cook your ground beef and drain, and stir in a half a cup mozzarella cheese, the sauce, the oregano, and the tomato paste. You spoon that over the cottage cheese. And you stir your milk, eggs, and baking mix with a fork until it's blended and pour into the plate. And you bake 30 or 35 minutes until the knife inserted in the center comes out clean. Sprinkle with the remaining cheese and just bake 1 to 2 minutes longer until the cheese is melted. And, I mean, it tastes a lot like lasagna.
And, again, it's an easy recipe.
Oh, it's really easy, you know. And I don't know, these used to be on the Bisquick box, but thing like the last time I bought some, you know how they take stuff off? They weren't on there. I saved them so I'd have them, and I lost the pizza one. There was another one that was a pizza one, and I haven't been able to find that. I keep looking for it, you know. I look for all these old recipes.
Well, maybe one of our listeners will have it out there and can send it to you.
Maybe somebody, I don't know. I don't know whether it's any of those old or me. Remember all these old recipes.
Well, you never know.
Sounds pretty good. And, you know, if you got those with a salad, you really don't need much else because you got the bread kind of on there, and you can just stir those up, and, you know, you can make two. You could double it and make two or whatever, how many you want to serve. They really serve about, well, it depends on how hungry they are.
There you go.
I could probably eat a half of one.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And, again, it's easy enough to make that if you wanted to, you could turn out two.
Right.
Okay, well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.